sort of like old folklore, but we heard stories from the early days where there was a lot of ships. I guess Thunder Bay at the time, there was a lot more elevators in the early days than there are now, and the ships were smaller, of course. So, you know, we heard about stories where ships would sort of be racing each other, trying to get to an elevator first, that kind of stuff, which, you know, kind of sounds like a bit like chaos, right? And so that was, for those kind of reasons, they came up with this concept of sort of pooling the grain in the port, and so regardless of whether your grain went to five elevators, your ship could maybe come and get it in one or two. And then as Canadian ports, we were sort of overseeing and directing the ships to the different elevators, so it was, you know, we were sort of the big, looking at the big picture, right, as to load the ships in an orderly fashion, get them out, and create some rules as far as, you know, the first ship in, and theory should be the first ship out, all that kind of stuff. So it was a means of sort of creating some order to what maybe was a bit of chaos before, and getting things done in sort of a fair, organized manner.
Does everything always work nice and smoothly, or are there still things that complicate the process?
Yeah, that's what's fun about our jobs, because 2 days are never the same, and there's always unique circumstances coming up at any given time that change things. And so, you know, even like I said, there's grain ships. In theory, they're supposed to be first in, first out, all that kind of stuff. But there's all these complications that come up on a daily basis. Sometimes the inventory isn't quite ready, or the inventory hasn't arrived in the port, so it means you have to switch things around and all kinds of stuff. So it's something we've always had to do, is be very, I think, adaptable and flexible, because things change every day, and there's always different circumstances or unusual circumstances that can come up.
Mm-hmm.